What event do you think really solidified KRMG in the minds of the town?
I got active in the Oklahoma Broadcasters Association, and at that time, they had one weather service for western Oklahoma and another weather service for eastern Oklahoma. There was a line, imaginary line, someplace between Oklahoma City and Tulsa, and we kept losing tornadoes. They'd cover them in Oklahoma City but wouldn't pick them up in Tulsa. So we made an effort, really a big effort, to get all the stations in the state in a common weather network and have a Class A service for that. Got the highway patrol on it, got several features in there. We were successful with that. Shortly after we had done that, we were on the air covering a tornado, and we had people out in the streets actually covering the tornado. That was different. And the chief of police wouldn't talk to us or be interviewed that evening and said that we were making a whole lot out of nothing. The next morning's paper came out and it told about these millions of dollars worth of damage, blew pane windows out of downtown buildings. And our position that we had taken with that coverage was very, very validated. That was the big news weather breakthrough.
No question you laid the groundwork there for weather coverage by the station. But then we should point out that after you left the station, June 8th, 1974, became an important date because a storm of many tornadoes came through the area. Hitting Drumright, hit the Brookside area. Some of the worst damage was around 36th and Peoria. And at the same time, tornadoes were hitting ORU, also hit Broken Arrow. In fact, 25 to 30 tornadoes touched down in 19 counties. I mean, this was huge from the same weather system. Three deaths reported in Tulsa County. The important thing about the radio station, KRMG was the only station left on the air because all the other stations lost power. So the June 8th storm of 74 continued to enforce the weather image for the station that you started.
Yes, very much so.
Editorials, which you did. Can you remember some of the topics you may have covered? Let's talk about some of those and then some of the reaction you got.
Well, the day of the assassination of Martin Luther King, that happened in late afternoon, I think, or early evening in Memphis. I wrote the editorial that evening and delivered it. I remember one of the lines in that editorial was, "Just Martin Luther King didn't die last night. We all died a little bit last night. All of us lost some of our personal freedom." That seemed to have been a line that kind of impressed some people. And the National Conference of Christians and Jews picked that up. They invited me to work with them, and later I did. They awarded us for our community development type, the racial situation, integration of schools. We took positions on all those things. Invited me to join first the Tulsa board, which I did, and then later I went on the national board from Oklahoma with NCCJ. That, I think, was one of the significant editorials that we did. But we would do a lot of little ones, little people. George, what was George's last name, with the Garden Center, they had a retirement party for him. And I did an editorial on him that not many people knew who he was, but they ought to know what he had done. And that touched a lot of hearts, too.
Mm-hmm. Betsy Horowitz was a name in this community. Did you deal with her?
Oh, sure. She was a good friend. She called me every week.
She was an activist.
Yep.
Were you editorializing about some of the issues that she was talking about?
Sometimes in favor, we'd be on the same side of the table. Sometimes we wouldn't be, but we were always friends. We had the policy at KRMG. After every editorial, we would say, if you have a different opinion, something like that, or you would like to express your opinion on this issue, you're welcome to come to the studio and da-da. And we had a few people take us up on that. She would be one that on occasion would do that. And that was fine, because our job, we felt, was to get as much information out as we possibly could and let the community decide what course of action they wanted to take. So having guest editorial people was wonderful.
The station taking on more and more of a news image, it could have remained just a music station, played the network news and come out and... But you became more and more of a news station. That was on purpose from your direction.
Well, the music could always be copied or emulated. The news coverage could not be. that gave you an individual, unique position in the community. I was told on several different occasions that the Tulsa World faithfully listened to KRMG to find out what was going on. And they did. I know that to be a case. We had a deal early on with Chuck Wheat, who did a column for the Tulsa World. We did a takeoff on Batman, which was on in those days and very popular. And he wrote it for us. He came up with some wonderfully funny lines. And Chuck Adams played the part of the guy. I've forgotten who played the part of Batman, but some pompous individual that sounded that way. He really wasn't. That, of course, put us in pretty good stead with the Tulsa World. And later, I think, they kind of adopted the station. That was nice, too, because that was good publicity.
Mayors or governors at that time that you might have had some stories with about her?
Well, one of our editorials, we would endorse political candidates. We endorsed Dewey Bartlett.
For governor?
For governor. And he won. One day the phone rang, and it was the governor, and he wondered if I would be interested in being the head of the advisory committee on tourism. I said, well, anything I can do to help you, I'll be happy to do. And so I became the head of the governor's advisory committee on tourism. And out of that came what you would call the nucleus for Oklahoma's position as a good place to go to, or a good place to travel, or a good place to see some unusual things.
And I'm going to come back to that. Before I get into the Great Raft Race, is there anything that stands out in your mind as a story of the station, either that you did some good or you got involved in controversy or anything like that?
Well, because of the positions that we took and because of the quality of the material that we were presenting, we were the station the influential people of the community listened to. And in many instances, I could be in face-to-face contact with somebody within hours after something had happened on our station. That put me in a very unique position. Not that I sought it out, I didn't, but I was on boards, I was face-to-face with people, I was considered one of the movers and shakers in the community, for whatever that's worth.